Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is Redeemer. There's only one Redeemer. Only one has the power to pay off the debt we owe. Only one can exchange our lives full of sin through the perfect sacrifice to make those sins become null and void. Only the one true God has that power to convert our lowliness into godliness. Through Christ's unselfish sacrifice, all believers have become redeemed through his blood. Though we had become slaves to sin through our transgressions, God made a way to redeem us by fulfilling the law that was crushing us. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5, verse 1. God heard our cries of desperation and sent his only Son to be our Redeemer. He delivered us from captivity and set us free to live lives without the shackles of sin upon our ankles and upon our wrists. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 34, 17 to 22. So why would God do such a thing? Why would he go as far as to sacrifice his only Son for people who had turned against him? It's confusing to us because we've lived selfish lives. We can't fathom this kind of love. We have lived under sin for so long that we can't conceive why anyone would do such a thing. Why redeem people who act as if they have no interest in being redeemed? Thanks be to God that he does not see things the way we do. He chose instead to bring salvation to the people he had created so that we might be given the chance to live in righteousness. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people of his own possession who were zealous for good works. Titus 2, 11 to 14. Though we have given him every reason to, God has not given up on us. Today, he still holds the same promise of redemption for all people who place their hope and trust in him. He has not withheld his mercy and grace. He has not gone back on his promises because he is a God of second chances, a God of forgiveness, a God who redeems. God says, I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Isaiah 44, verse 22. And for all this, he expects nothing in return but that we believe in him and live good and upright lives to his glory. The ultimate sacrifice of redemption has already been made, and our place in heaven has been reserved for us. Our thankfulness for all that God has done is now to be shown in faithfulness and good works. It's a shame so many reject this most unselfish gift. They look to be redeemed by their own means and long only for the adulation that comes from man. Their thoughts of God are corrupted by a world that draws the weak off the path to redemption and onto the wide path towards destruction. But we have good news to share with them, news that can save their immortal souls. Through the gospel message, we can bring hope to people who have tried it the world's way and failed. It's the message of the Redeemer who brings souls back to him. A Redeemer who paid the ultimate price so that we could receive the greatest of gifts, eternal life with him. Because if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8, 36. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8, verses 1 to 4. Rejoice because Jesus has redeemed you. No longer do we have to look over our shoulders because our sins have been removed and our redemption has taken place. It's a story too good to keep to ourselves. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son who has become our Redeemer. Keep us faithful and help us to rejoice in this greatest of gifts. Amen.